214. And thanks.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, board meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month starting at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
Islamic Point of View, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. On behalf of MCCP, I'd like to wish you a Ramadan Mubarak. We are excited to be bringing you a full hour of programming today. But first, we'd like to remind the community that MCCP is hosting catered iftars each Saturday and Sunday evening. Taraweeh prayers are led each night by Dr. Omar Saeed, as well as dhikr Sunday mornings after Fajr. We hope to see you at MCCP during this month, and may this season be full of blessings and peace for you and your family. Today we have a full hour broadcast for you featuring a lecture from our very own Omar Shabazz. This lecture was recorded at the old MCCP building on MLK. Please stay tuned to the end for a special reminder for these last 10 days of Ramadan. Here now is Omar Shabazz, the lecture entitled The Evolved Human.
We begin in the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise and gratitude are due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust in Him. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils in our own souls and from our own bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none will be able to misguide him. And whomsoever He lets go astray, none will be able to guide him. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is nothing, no deity worthy of worship but Almighty Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whom the Quran was revealed, is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Ameen. We pray that the blessings of Allah be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among his descendants and among his companions, upon us, the righteous Muslims, inshallah. Ameen, ameen. Dear believers, I would like to relate to you, inshallah, and remind you, as I am reminding myself, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is He, high above that which they associate with Him. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Again, we are thankful that He has revealed the book with guidance. He has given us a perfect model in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He has blessed us by having the Quran, Al-Kareem, protected since the day that it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we have a perfect guide and a perfect book. Ameen. The subject, alhamdulillah, of our short talk today is the evolved human spirit, and to get us acquainted with this subject and my reference, as I remind you and remind myself again, any mistakes in what we have to relate is from myself, but the essence of the message, alhamdulillah, is what has been revealed through our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his book. And I pray that the inspiration of understanding that and passing this word on to you, alhamdulillah, is as correct as within the speaker's own ability. Alhamdulillah. We begin with Surah Al-Baqarah, the Haifa. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويؤمنون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم ينفقون أولئك على هدى من الرزق رزقناهم والأولئك هم المفلحون Alif Lam Mim, this is the book and it is guide and sure without doubt to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to them and sent before thy time, and then their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. They are on true guidance from the Lord, and it is these who will prosper. We take the words of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 1 through 5, as the guiding principle for us who are establishing and trying to continue the work of those that have come before us according to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are a new community in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in terms of the African American identity. But what has been revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and has been transmitted down through the ages is the same message that has been revealed to all those communities that make up the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the world. We know that the message says this is a book of guidance for those who wish to go right. Though the message is for the whole of humanity, for the whole of mankind, specifically, it is directed to those to whom Allah has blessed to have the desire to go right and to accept this message from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that the two overriding principles in the message of Quran, there are two: Tawheed, the undeniable, the no submitting to any other thing other than the unity and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is Tawheed, and that is the fear of Allah. And we are talking about a respectful and a regardful fear of Allah. We fear Allah as though he see us, though we cannot see him. And this has been related in hadiths, alhamdulillah. So understanding those two principles as communities move forward, then we understand just from those two principles that we will evolve as human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named himself Rabb, and we know Allah by how he defines himself and how he names himself. Rabb again, and we hear this constantly, that it means to evolve or to move something from its primordial state into a state of completion. So it is with the human being. And the success for both the individual life and the community life is in the guidance of the revealed words of the Quran revealed by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This revelation from Almighty Allah was given to us to evolve the human being through his conscious worship of Allah and seeing himself in the natural order that has been established by Allah in the pattern of the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a perfect environment in nature for the man, not only in his outward existence, but also in his natural inherent nature that he has been created from. He has given us the faculties of sight and of hearing and of intellect. And he also created in the soul of man a spirit with a natural inclination and a natural urge toward that which is directed towards what is right. Man, after receiving this revelation, he has the opportunity to either obey or to disobey. For Allah has not made any compulsion in the religion. And it says again in Surah 2, to those who wish to go right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not order any of us to go right. He has placed it in our inherent natural creation in our soul to inspire us to do what is right according to our own natural and innate nature. But man needs guidance. We look back over the history of communities and nations, and we begin to understand how Allah guided and evolved the human spirit from superstition and from fear and from idol worship step by step through revelations of the different prophets alayhi salam, through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to send messages, to send models, and to have guidance that we will be able to follow, that our lives would be justly balanced. The evolved human spirit comes out in obedience to that which we see that has been revealed, that made success and made good common sense for those nations in the past that evolved to a point of having great successes in the natural creation and in the natural world. But along the way, man had become self-centered, self-guided, without a book, without a sincere direction, in order that he would obey not only that natural urge in him to do the right thing, but also that Allah put in him a responsibility to be responsible for himself, for his family, for his community, and for the nation, and for his nation. When we look and we see what has happened to man, we can sum it up in one principle: disobedience, and seeing himself as something to be worshipped. Seeing himself as something because Allah has given him gifts that allowed him to have his intellect extend beyond the common man because of his position of power, because of his position as a ruler in the land. And what happened? What happened? The evil in his own soul suggested things to him that was not according to the natural pattern that Allah had intended for the whole of mankind. He got selfish looking at one small area of time and one small area of power, one small area of leadership, one small incidence of intelligence, and thought that this was it. I have it. We see this in the history of Pharaoh. We see this in the history of other prophets having approached people and say, do the right thing. Be obedient to what is you're being given as an advice to you, as I am advising myself. And what were these individuals who came? They were prophets, but more than prophets, they were models. They were models for that community. They was models for that nature, so that we could continue along on the pattern that Allah had set for the society, had set for the human individual. Because behind our lives, behind everything, was Allah's overriding principle. I, Allah, am the Rabbil Alameen. I provide for you. I created you. I put you in an environment in which you will have the opportunity to be successful and to survive and to advance within yourself and within the natural environment. But that success was not to be without a challenge. Was not to be without a challenge. He created jinns so that the jinn would be a challenge to the inherent greatness and the inherent excellence of the human being. Now, how would we know that? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was given this Quran, when he was given this book to direct the human being, he revealed this to us. And then he patterned what he was revealing to us through his life and then further through communities. And he raised up a community around himself. Allah blessed him to be successful with this revelation and to raise a community from among the inhabitants of the Hijaz, as it was called then, Saudi Arabia, as we know now. He raised a community that followed him, that worshiped Allah, who abandoned their idols, and who established the community of Muslims in the first, the second, and the third generation, who did their best to follow him perfectly. Now, does that mean that he was not without those who would challenge him in not only what he knew, but what had already been established, that had already gone astray from the path that Allah had intended for the human being in the message of the religion? There were those around him who doubted his work. There were those around him who still did not want to turn loose from the cultural advantages that they had through their namesake or through their wealth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his plan was to complete the message and the model. And he did this and established this. When the community of Muslims first established themselves, a great challenge to that community, one of the first challenges, other than standing up and say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, one of the first challenges, other than that oppression that came up when they stood up to become Muslim followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the salat, the prayer, the things that was established in the daily life of the individual. And so we had at that time, as you know, Jerusalem as the direction that the religious communities established themselves in, both Christians and Jews. Muslims, when they began to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they themselves turned towards those same that same direction. But Allah says in Surah 2, Baqarah, Ayah 141, 142, when he turned the Muslims away from worshiping towards Jerusalem to the Kaaba, Allah revealed this revelation to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fools among the people will say, what if turned them from the Qibla to which they were used? Say, to Allah belong east and west. He guideth whom he will to a way that is straight. Thus have we made of you an ummah justly balanced, that ye might be witnesses over the nations, and the messenger a witness over yourselves. And we appointed the Qibla to which thou was used only to test those who followed the messenger from those who would turn on their heels from the faith. Indeed, it was a change momentous except to those guided by Allah. And never would Allah make your faith of no effect, for Allah is to all people most surely full of kindness and merciful. We don't question what Allah has revealed in the Quran. We do not question that at all. But if we look with good common sense at this turning, then we see a simple message. Allah revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the language that would bring the human being unto his fullness and make sure that he established himself along the pattern of tawheed and along the pattern of taqwa. Now, if we look again at in Al-Fatiha, Allah says, revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the last 5 and 6 of Al-Fatiha, he says, we'll read it. Alhamdulillah, the cherishing and sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. He turned us from the Qibla of the Jews and the Christians and established us in a Qibla that was directed towards the right way. Why? Because the Jews and the Christians had already left the straight path. And we would not follow in the same direction that they're going by worshiping the same things. Why? We would be inclined subliminally to accept the things that they have accepted in their religion, to accept and deny the unity of Allah, because the Christian said God is three. Astaghfirullah. God is three. We know from the history of the Jews their disobedience towards following Musa alayhi salam. So when Allah turned revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to turn in the direction of the Qibla, which was established by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, then he turned us towards one who had complete obedience, complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he made the religion simple and easy for us. He didn't establish any strange rituals. He didn't establish long nights of staying up all night, rocking and spinning around and following unnatural things. He made the religion sacred through establishing what we see today as the 5 daily prayers and following this Quran. And further, he revealed, I, Allah, said, have named you Muslim in both this revelation and before. So he established us without us having to give ourselves any superficial titles to do what? To correct the religion? To correct Allah's intent that he had for the mankind? Oh, it's not enough to be called Muslim. You have to be this. You have to be that. You have to follow this. You have to follow that way. You have to be part of this. You have to do this. You have to do that. What we have been ordered to do, what it has been suggested Allah commands that those who want to follow him follow a model pattern, the model pattern of the model human being, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He named us Muslims. He revealed to us this Quran. He gave us a perfect model in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What more do we need? Certainly, this book has inspired many a great scholar and teacher throughout the ages who has done a great and credible work trying to ensure that we stay on the path of Prophet Muhammad and his sunnah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we disagree with anything we have been instructed, refer it to Allah and his messenger. And if we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced this, take hold of it. If we see that he rejected it, let it go. But we have to also understand, when we examine the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there were things that he did praying most of the night. Why? Because he was established in changing the pattern of humanity. The pattern of humanity to be selfish, wicked, greedy, non-caring, looking at the common man as though he was dust, though we all come from dust, walking, talking, speaking dust. Allah say he formed us from the earth. But they looked at people as though they were nothing. And we have in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the pattern of conduct that says, this is the way my ummah will be established. It is for those who want to come to be obedient to Allah, who want to follow my sunnah, who wants to follow my way. You're free to go your way. You're free. This is the limited free will. He did not make compulsory upon any of us, any of humanity, to follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Though by the pattern, by the establishment, by the success, by the life of this book, we see that following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best pattern of humanity, the best pattern of any community that we have ever seen and will ever come into existence at any time in our lifetime and in the lifetime of those whom Allah will cause to be blessed to follow us. So we have the responsibility of establishing the correct and the evolved human life. Again, Allah put in the soul of every human being, every individual, the urge for obedience and the urge to do what is right and what is wrong. We see that in Surah to Allah, Surah 97. We see that also in Surah to 91, Surah to Shams. So again, I'm reminding you and I'm reminding myself. We can look and research this information for ourselves and draw our own conclusions. But the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we see revealed in this Quran and as we see established by his sunnah and the traditions that have come to be known as the hadith, we see that he lived a life as a perfect human being. He was a man. He was a man. Not anything divine, part divine, so we can say, well, I couldn't follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because what he did, he was part divine and part man. I'm only a man. He did the things that he did because that was divine. And I'm doing what I'm doing because I'm a man. No. What was established in him was the will and the desire to follow the urges in his soul as revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he followed perfectly. So we don't have any excuse. He married. He had children. He fought in the battles to establish this religion. He paid sadaqah. Oh yeah, he paid sadaqah. If something was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was poor, there was the hungry, that was amongst him, the Prophet gave what was there available for him to the poor, to the hungry, even if it was a date, if he didn't eat himself. We know what was being related to us of the story of the man that was invited to us to the prophet's home, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sat in a corner and he ate what the man thought he was eating. We know that Allah fed him. We know this. The man had a meal. And the prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, made all the movements as though he was sharing his meal with the man, though he had nothing in front of him. This is the kind of individual that we're talking about. And at that time, he was able to convince the man to come fully into this religion and trust the religion more than he would trust his family and his lineage.
You are listening to An Islamic Point of View here on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. We'll be right back with more from Omar Shabazz in this archival lecture. But first, we'd like to thank our listeners for the work that they did in contributing to KBOO's Winter Pledge Drive. KBOO was successfully able to meet their fundraising goal, and we thank all of our listeners who were able to contribute to that effort. However, as we are in the month of Ramadan and all deeds are magnified, we encourage you to continue in your efforts, whether that is at KBOO or at another organization. All wealth is something that is alone given to us by Allah, and so please, as you are able, give in your charity. You can do so easily at kboo.fm and at mccpdx.org. Thank you, and may Allah bless your effort. Normally at this hour, we do break away to Pathways, but Islamic Point of View here today is going for a full hour of programming. Pathways will return next week at its normally scheduled time. And remember to please stay tuned to the end for a special reminder regarding these last 10 days of Ramadan. Now back to Omar Shabazz with the continuation of his lecture entitled The Evolved Human.
So what am I saying? Bottom line, we have an opportunity in America to put in our mind that we can evolve into a model community. For who? For who? One, for ourselves. Secondly, we are in a nation that does not call the Adhan five times a day. We are in a nation where Islamic history, great Islamic scholars, great Islamic leaders, never was established. But we have the ability with our understanding and with our knowledge and with a desire to know and with a desire to follow this way perfectly to be a model for those believers who are struggling in lands to establish the freedom that they see established in America by Muslims here. We have the freedom to protest. There is not a government over us that will prevent us from practicing this religion. There is not a government over us that will prevent us from speaking out from the injustices and the things that we see that are going wrong in the society. With the internet, people of the world see and witness how America treats the Muslims in this land. And by them seeing that, then we have the opportunity to show the best of what has been given us through this Quran and through the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, giving them hope. Giving them hope. Freedom is responsibility. If we have freedom, then we need to accept the whole responsibility. Not just the responsibility for ourselves, doing five daily prayers, coming to the masjid. No, we need to know and to understand that the eyes of the internet world, which is the way most people communicate these days throughout the world, are looking at this community and see how we evolve. And we have evolved from a few superstitious individuals to a community now that is full with diversity from nations all over the world. Do we see anything in that that point to the fact that some of us who have been here for a while, who have knowledge, who have wealth, that we see that we are better than anyone else? That we are better than something that other than the fact that we are the common man? We are the common man. We don't see ourselves better than anyone. But we can be better in our practice of this religion, alhamdulillah, than those who are not following. That is where we have our excellence, if we choose to accept it. This is what is so wonderful about the month of Ramadan, because it brings us back to our natural responsibilities that we should be following, not only for ourselves, not only fi sabilillah, for the sake of pleasing our Lord, which is no small matter, but also for the sake of establishing and giving hope to humanity, who daily we hear the sounds of people giving up hope in the government, in the religious leaders, by their conduct, the conduct of government officials, the conduct of religious officials, and this greed that we see that is overtaking the wealth of the mighty, and a lack of concern for those who are on the bottom. So we can establish ourselves faith in Allah and know that if we're not successful in this life, because we have submitted to what has been revealed to us through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have the promise of Jannah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Because we know that the real life of a man is his mind. Man means mind. We have the words of this Quran. We know that the Quran has revealed words to mold you. Words mold people. If you think Quranic, if you act Quranic, if your behavior is Quranic, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you follow his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have the best that life has to offer, and we have the chance for an evolved spirit, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi kareem wa sabbihi wa ajma'in alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We begin again with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and we pray that his prayers be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his descendants, upon his companions, and upon the righteous. Ameen. Dear believers, you know, we always hear of Allah's wisdom in raising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man who was balanced, who Allah blessed to do so many wonderful things during his lifetime. And we see how he has blessed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the leader of humanity. And if words mold people, and we know that words do, when asked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha replied that he was the Quran walking, the book, the words have become a living human model. So it's true, words mold people. Man means man. I want to read to you, inshallah, before we close, some books, some hadiths on the fast. Because as you know, we're approaching Ramadan. Ramadan will be sometime between the 29th, the 1st, or the 2nd of August. And so, you know, we get a little excited. We maybe fast and we get so spiritual that we forget that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a balanced man, and that in that balance, he gave us the opportunity to fast, to correct our lives, but he didn't want us to get so involved in it that we forgot the balance, because we have to be a justly balanced community. Okay? Umatan Wasatan. A justly balanced community. The superiority of a psalm, the fasting, as related by Abu Huraira. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, fasting is a shield of a screen or a shelter from the hellfire. So the person observing the fast should avoid sexual relations with his wife and should not behave foolishly and imprudently. And if someone fights with him or abuses him, he should say to him twice, I am observing fast. I am observing fast. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, added, by him in whose hands my soul is, the smell coming out from the mouth of a person observing the fast is better with Allah than the smell of musk. Allah says about the fasting person, he has left his food, drink, and desires for my sake. The fast is for me, so I will reward the fasting person for it, and the reward of good deeds is multiplied 10 times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also related from Saul radiallahu an, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is a gate in paradise called El Rayyan, and those who observe the fast will enter through it on the day of resurrection, and none except them will enter through it, and it will be said, where are those who used to observe Psalm? They will get up, and none except them will enter through that gate. After the entry of the gate will be closed, and nobody else will enter through it. Narrated Abu Huraira, radiallahu an, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever gives two kinds of things or property in charity for Allah's cause will be called from the gates of paradise and will be addressed, O slaves of Allah, here's prosperity. So whoever was amongst the people who used to offer their salat will be called from the gate of the salat. And whoever was amongst the people who used to participate in jihad will be called from the gate of jihad. And whoever was amongst those who used to observe the fast will be called from the gate of al-raya. Whoever was amongst those who used to give a sadaqah, whoever was among those who used to give the sadaqah will be called from the gate of sadaqah. Abu Bakr radiallahu an said, let my parents be sacrificed for you, O Allah's Messenger. No distress or need will befall him who will be called from those gates. Will there be anyone who will be called from all these gates? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes, and I hope you will be one of them. Surely Allah speaks the truth. If I might have just one more minute of your time, I wanted to read to you this hadith concerning the individual, just to show you, alhamdulillah, and then we'll close, the Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sense of humor, because we're talking about a balanced and a person, a balanced nation. I want to show you his balance. If somebody has sexual intercourse with his wife in Ramadan and has gotten nothing, then if he has given something in charity, he should give the expiation of that sinful act. Narrated Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, while we were sitting with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came and said, O Allah's Messenger, I have been ruined. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked, what was the matter? He replied, I had sexual intercourse with my wife while I was observing the fast. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked him, can you afford to release a slave? He replied, no. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked him, can you observe the fast for two consecutive months? He replied, no. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked him, can you afford to feed 60 poor people? He replied, no. The Prophet kept silent. And while we were in that state, a big basket full of dates was brought to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked, where is the questioner? He replied, I am here. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to him, take this basket of dates and give it in charity. The man said, should I give it to a person poorer than me? By Allah, there is no family between me, between Medina and Mecca, that is poorer than I am. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled until his teeth showed and became visible. Then he said, here, feed your family with it. Balance. Broke the fast, was sexual intercourse during the day, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking a way in which he could, you know, have an opportunity to repent. The Prophet asked sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked him all these questions, everything was no. Then when the days came in, he said, well, give these days to the poor. You know, like, this'll help you out this situation. Man, say, ain't nobody poorer than me. And the Prophet smiled and said, you take them. Alhamdulillah, so we want to be balanced. This is what this was all about. It is the evolved human spirit, but that human spirit must be balanced. And we cannot look at this religion as though it is something that is binding us to that which we are not able to do. And if we make mistakes, this particular hadith shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can forgive us even if breaking the fast during the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا ومن فوقي نورا ومن تحتي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا ومن أمامي نورا ومن خلفي نورا واجعل في نفسي نورا وأعظم لي نورا وعظم لي نورا واجعل لي نورا واجعلني نورا اللهم أعطني نورا واجعل في عصبي نورا وفي لحمي نورا وفي دمي نورا وفي شعري نورا وفي بشري نورا اللهم اجعل لي نورا في قبري ونورا في عظامي وزدني نورا وزدني نورا وزدني نورا وهب لي نورا على نور.
There's so many people that I personally know that have left Islam because of this influence of atheism. But this is something that we need to understand how to approach the intellectual challenges of our time. So Allah Ta'ala tells us that chaos and destruction has become apparent in the land and the sea. For what reason? Because of what we ourselves have done. So, subhanAllah, we mentioned all throughout this month that the Qur'an deals with the challenges of the human condition. Other faiths are addressed in the Qur'an. Judaism, Christianity, even Zoroastrianism is addressed in the Qur'an. But atheism is never addressed. The question of does Allah Ta'ala exist is actually never addressed in the Qur'an. This is actually very interesting. Why is this? And I was reading a book, it's very interesting. A book is called Atheism as a Mental Illness, subhanAllah. Throughout human history, there have never been a large group of people that have questioned the existence of a creator. It has never happened before in human history. And subhanAllah, the reality is that atheism is simply a type of arrogance. We mentioned yesterday that every single battle in this world is simply a battle between love of ourselves, love of our ego, and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So atheism is fundamentally the love of the ego and not wanting to submit to any other level of authority, subhanAllah. There was the three great spiritual forefathers of atheism, we can call them that, Sigmund Freud, Nietzsche, Thomas Huxley. One of the interesting things, I was looking at their lives, their life stories. Every single one of them had extremely military strict level fathers who were abusive. They all had abusive fathers, essentially, right? And I would say that as a result, they actually wanted to rebel in their life. This often happens that children go the opposite way of their parents, right? SubhanAllah. So all of these leaders in this atheist movement, they all had fathers that were abusive. And because of that, they wanted to reject any level of authority, including Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was actually a result of the bad parenting. This goes back to the importance of being a father. This is very, very important. This is a overlooked job in our community, being a mother, being a father. These are things that a person doesn't have them, there can be disastrous results in society. If there's not a stable family, there will be disastrous results in society, subhanAllah. So being a father is very, very important. Taking care of our children, and subhanAllah, today people want to outsource their child care. They want someone else to take care of their children. They want a babysitter, they want a daycare center. This is one of the causes of corruption in today's society, that people are being raised, kids are being raised, the formative years of a child's life. Why? Because both parents want to work to earn a level of income so they can enjoy a certain lifestyle. And there's a difference between a person needs two parents to work and a person who wants two parents to work. And those are two different categories. But people who can't afford it, and they instead choose to have both parents work. Why? Because of this dream that's been sold to our society today, that the most important thing is your role in the corporate world. The most important thing is creating money for our economy, creating the GDP. This is not the most important thing in society. The most important thing is protect yourself and your family from the hellfire and follow the deen. This is the most important thing in our lives, but this message has been stolen by society, and we've been convinced. We have been convinced that the most important thing is earning this wealth, subhanAllah. So, being a mother and father, this is one of the cornerstones of a stable society. And we should not fall for this idea that a single family household is ideal. This is a single parent household is ideal. This is not ideal, right? And there's situations that arise where there's abusive parents and abusive wives and abusive husbands. That's different. We're talking about the ideal in our society should be a mother and a father living together that are married in one household. And there's so many studies and so many books that directly correlate the effects of divorce with increased crime rates, with decreased success of the children. That as soon as the parents get divorced, suddenly the children go downhill. There is a direct correlation between these two things. So keeping our family together, this is something that's so, so important. Going back to the original topic, all of these forefathers of atheism, every single one of them were raised in households with abusive fathers, right? So there is a direct correlation there, subhanAllah. So generally, it's interesting. Atheists have half the rate of marriage and twice the rate of divorce if they do get married. Atheists have, they're two times as likely to get sick, half as likely to recover from their illness. And that is why, subhanAllah, this deen, any type of faith and himma, this is something that is a cure for us, right? And what's also very interesting, subhanAllah, you'll never find atheism in poor areas of the world. You will never find atheism in the poorest parts of society, even in America. The poorest African Americans, they go to Baptist church. The Mexicans, Native Americans have their own spiritual tradition. Atheism exists in the richer classes of society. People who have too much. People who've had so much, they are completely ungrateful, subhanAllah. That's why kufr, one of the roots of the word kafir, is ingratitude. Ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people have so much that they can say, we don't even believe Allah ta'ala exists. This is the ultimate ingratitude. And also it's very interesting that oftentimes these people, they call themselves the rationalist or the rational thinkers, subhanAllah. This is also a very, very easy thing to disprove. I say the iPhone, is the majority component of it is silicon, which is made from sand. I say after thousands of years of evolution, an iPhone is washed up on the beach. Would this make any sense? Would anybody accept this as a rational argument? No, this is not a rational argument. So subhanAllah, the scholars say, حَاجَةً لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَخْلُوقٍ. Very, very simple argument. The human being has 13 trillion cells in it. You think it came from nothing? This is not a rational argument. The belief that human beings came from nothing is irrational. So that is why faith as a general principle, this is rationality, subhanAllah. So again, this is just people's ego. They want to deny anything that will lead to somebody having authority over them. A person's ego is so great in their own mind. The ultimate challenge, the ultimate reason that people are atheists is why? Because they want to follow their own desires. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, have you seen people who take their God as their own desires? I'm going to do me. That's what people say. I'm going to do me. And I'm just going to do what I want, regardless of the consequences it has on the environment, regardless of the consequences it has on society, regardless of the consequences it has on my own family. My family wants me to stay in a certain location. My elderly dad and mom need me to help him. I'm going to do me. I'm going to move to another city because I have this financial opportunity. I'm going to do me, right? This is what happens, and this destroys society. This leads to a complete breakdown of society, which is something that we're seeing today in every aspect of our society here. So this is something we really should reflect on, my dear respected brothers and elders. If our children have questions about this, we need to take them to somebody who can answer these if we can't answer these questions ourselves. Most of these questions have very, very simple answers, and they're actually very easy to understand. It's just that they've been packaged on these fancy TV shows, and there's Bill Nye the Science Guy, and there's Neil deGrasse Tyson, and kids watch these shows, and we should not fall for the thinking that our educational system is neutral. It is not neutral. They have their own agenda that they want to promote through the 12 years they force our children to stay in their system. Then people go to college for 4 years, and they do other things. There is an agenda that is being promoted there. And we should be awake, and we should understand that this agenda is not consistent with the Islamic worldview. And just like we were talking about the other day, it says on the dollar bill, Novus Ordo Seclorum. We want to create a secular worldview. We want to create a worldview where there is no deen, there is no Allah, there is only worship of money. Right? That is the only thing that is existent in society. So subhanAllah, these are all things that we need to reflect on and think deeply about.
Listening to An Islamic Point of View here on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. That was Dr. Omar Saeed with a timely reminder for us here in these last 10 days of Ramadan. Dr. Omar Saeed has been leading Taraweehs each day at MCCP, and we are pleased to announce that we'll be having a Khatam celebration this upcoming Thursday, April 28th. This is a celebration for the completion of the recitation of the entire Quran, and it's something we hope the entire community can come and celebrate with us. Today's archival lecture was from Omar Shabazz, recorded nearly a decade ago back at the old MCCP building on MLK. Lecture was titled The Evolved Human. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please consider a donation at kboo.fm and at mccpdx.org. Please follow the Muslim Community Center of Portland on Facebook at facebook.com/Muslim Community Center of Portland, and now on Instagram at mccpdx_IslamicPOV. Both these social media platforms are a great way to stay up to date on current news and information from MCCP. Again, MCCP is hosting iftars each weekend of Ramadan, Saturdays and Sunday evenings, Taraweeh prayers each night, and dhikr on Sunday mornings. Islamic Point of View is a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. Pathways will return again next week at its regular scheduled time. Thank you all for listening, and have a blessed day and a blessed Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
KBOO is celebrating Jazz Appreciation Month all April. Support KBOO and commemorate America's greatest cultural export by getting your very own limited edition KBOO Jazz Appreciation Month t-shirt. Buy yours right now at kboo.fm/jamshirt.
You're listening to the Italian Hour. Welcome back live from the studios in Portland, KBOO 90.7 FM. You're listening to the Italian Hour, and this is the first time live after the pandemic started. So good day to be here, and hope you will enjoy the show, and bear with me. I'm having a little bit of technical